today is between master and disciples, the true possession of spiritual practitioners will be presented in English, with subtitles in Arabic, Awlaksis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Célèbre pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France a mis au premier plan les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. En tant que nation, la France a offert au monde de grandes contributions culturelles, scientifiques et humanitaires. Plusieurs éminents individus d'origine française ont incarné l'esprit de solidarité mondiale à travers des organisations remarquables telles que Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. Durant sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Ching Hai a accepté l'invitation de chercheurs de vérité sincères à visiter cette ancienne terre de romances et d'histoires colorées pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la discussion entre le maître suprême Ching Hai et les membres de notre association lors d'un rassemblement international à Paris, en France, le 24 décembre 2007, intitulé « Ce que possèdent réellement les pratiquants spirituels ».
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Master, I have a question about the unfoldment of consciousness on the Earth and planets like it. Like right now, we're kind of in the coming out of the dark phase, you know?
Yes.
So as that process unfolds, what does life begin to look like on a planet like this? In other words, say you were to fast forward like 10,000 years and the master's teaching was accepted by everyone, and that, say, 20% of the people were initiated or some high percentage?
Yes.
Then what does life start to look like at that point?
On this planet, right?
Yeah, and if you were to fast forward beyond that and say, are there such worlds, like physical worlds, where people are all at a very high level, say all the people are at a fifth level, and do they still have physical bodies at that point, or are they
do. But there's no planet who has only such, you know, not all the physical planet have all fifth level like that.
Right.
That is on the true planet, you know, spiritual planet. That's the home of the master, yeah. And those people up there are all fifth level, yeah? But fifth, low fifth, middle fifth, yeah? And high fifth, and super fifth. And in that kind of planet, you don't have body anymore. Of course, you don't have desire or anything, yeah? And what you mean is, suppose a physical planet like this, I can't see you, a physical planet like this, and all people have become initiated, yeah? Mm-hmm. Or many, yeah? Or almost. Then it become a better place, okay? There will be less war, or no more war at all. No more killing of animals. Everyone will love and share with each other. Love, affection, and possessions, yeah? And then we will have a happier life, no? Less unfortunate people, less or no homeless people, less or no hungry kids, yeah? Less or no disease at all, okay? And animals will be protected, no more flesh eaters, only vegetarians or vegans, for example, like that. It will be like that. And you will walk in more peaceful atmosphere. You greet each other with a smile every day and no competitiveness in the work. Yeah, everyone leave everyone alone. Just love and friendship. And the higher the consciousness of a planet, the more intensive of that kind of energy, you see? Loving and kindness, yeah? Okay.
And I have another question, which I don't know if it has anything to do with that or not, but we all kind of know your position in the universal hierarchy and all that. So I'm just wondering about what's so significant about this earth that you would come to assist in that process.
Every earth is significant. Yeah? You are significant. You human are significant. I gotta help you guys. Who's helping you? You're drowning. Everybody's drowning. You call that insignificance?
No, I just thought... See? No, I didn't mean like that, but I don't know how often that happens where you would do that.
Oh, very often. If I'm not here, send someone else, okay? Until the planet either evolved to the higher consciousness to match up with other in the galaxies, or dissolved, and we make new one, okay? And the one who cannot make it will stay somewhere else, in another similar planet. We concentrate. And all the good one, the saintly one, we take them up, okay, to another saintly planet, yeah? And the rest who couldn't make it, we squeeze them in another planet which is similar to their level. Understand me?
Yes.
It's like that. But this planet is beautiful. We try to keep it for the younger souls and for the left behind, yeah? Give them chance to take time. That's why we have a Supreme Master TV, yeah? To clean the atmosphere and to put the higher consciousness and positive energy into the atmosphere of the planet. And that's how we elevate it, invisibly, yeah? And then maybe there's a hope, okay? It's already getting better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you see all the leaders are better, you know, they're helping so many poor countries, billions of dollars, trillions of dollars pouring out from richest country to poor country now. And they're talking about stop climate changes, they're talking about disarming, they're talking about peace, they're doing peace, they're disarming. Even America destroyed 75 nuclear warheads. Yeah? And Colombia melts all the weapon and make it into agriculture instrument. Or somewhere else into guitar or something like that. Yes. It's happening. It's happening. And oh, many other things. Chinese allow freedom of religions. Hear that? Yeah. And I could even go to Russia to give a lecture, remember? I went to Poland, Russia. Yeah. Those are former communist bloc now become European. No borders. Yeah, you can travel 4,000 miles with no passport. Whenever that will happen, huh? No. Many hundred years ago, they don't do this kind of thing anymore. They didn't do it. You know, they're doing all this now. You see? It's very fast. Very fast. Yeah? And many countries advise children to eat more healthy. They don't say vegetarian compassion yet, but for healthy. Yes, more vegetable, more fruit, and all that stuff. Huh? Okay, it's too slow for our liking. I know what you feel. I feel even worse. I feel more frustrated. But you have to take it, you know? Take whatever you have, yeah? And it's very good already. Okay? What else, honey? Are you happy with what I said to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, kind of a minor question. I have some friends who are initiated by a different master, same, the Sant Ma...
Kuan Yin method, yes, okay.
Yeah, and I took one person to the master's lecture, mm-hmm. and you know, it was basically the same.
Yes, yes.
Same stuff.
Theory, yes.
And it felt really good too, and to be in the presence. So, so I watched their initiation process, and it was the same.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering about the different groups. If it's okay to meditate with those people together.
Sure, sure. You
That's
can.
Okay?
Yeah, why not?
I was just wondering about that.
Why not?
So. Okay, good.
Yeah, if they do the same thing, it doesn't matter.
Because they're local to where I am. I'm the only one in my area.
So okay, I understand. Why don't you make some more instead? And you can go with them meanwhile, okay? But make some more so that you, instead of following people. Right. Yeah, you make people follow you. I teach you to be a master, not to be a follower, not even to me. Okay, but that's good, that's good. You can meditate with them, it doesn't matter. Yes. You could also meditate with anyone. You could meditate on the bus or on the airplane in the park. Why not with any meditation practitioners, okay? As long as they're doing good. Even if they don't practice the light and sound, it's okay to meditate with other people. You just don't do the Kuan Yin when people don't know about it. Okay? They might think you're crazy, that's all. Okay? They will come and check you and say, you have headache? Something wrong with you? And then they will shock you out of your samadhi and that might have some bad effect on your body, yeah? And on your psychological security, you know, safe feeling, yeah? And then later, every time you meditate somewhere, you worry, you know, somebody might come and shake you up again. Capish?
Got it.
All right. Yeah, who else? Was somebody there? Yeah, the Choco. Yeah. Yes, tell me. I knew you were boiling quite a few questions. Okay, you talk and somebody come translate, yeah?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, translate. Okay.
Translation para español.
Español.
Eres nuestra fuente de fuerza y de apoyo actualmente. ¿Cómo será nuestra relación de discípulo para maestro cuando tú ya hayas completado tu viaje para arriba del quinto nivel?
He understands the relationship between master and disciple now, but how will it be after you're gone?
I know. That's a basic question, huh? I just go. Then you do what you want.
La maestra dice que ella se va y nosotros seguimos en lo que estamos.
You're more free, no? No need retreat, no need sit here.
Así que estarás más libre, ya no necesitarás venir al retiro a sentarte.
Nobody tell you, be good, meditate.
Thank you for the best Christmas ever, thank you. And also, I was wondering, why did God create souls? Why didn't he just leave the non-created souls? Why? It seems like so much suffering and work. Why did he create souls to begin with?
It just happened.
It just happened?
Yeah. What do you think God sit there lonely, alone, to do what? You know, it just happened. Yeah. Souls do not suffer, yeah? Your body, your mind suffer. Okay?
And it's suffering for you, I mean, so much work.
Oh, never mind about that. Did you ask any mother whether they do? They feel suffering and rising children. They do, but they still want to do. Some people have one child, say, no more, and later they have the second and the third, and they love all that. No? Not suffering for the mother, too. But she doesn't think like that. She suffers, she knows she suffers, but she likes it. It's okay. Some people don't like to be just the husband all day long. They like to have children. Maybe God's also like that, yeah? It just happened, you know? God has extreme power, and the power come out just created by itself. I talked about that in Hungary already, the creative power, yeah? Yeah, here, okay.
Can I speak Spanish?
Sure, sure.
Thank you. Mi esposo y yo desde que nos iniciamos.
Can you translate, sister? Yeah, okay. Yeah, come on.
Desde que nos iniciamos, mi esposo y yo, sentimos deseos de difundir el vegetarianismo.
Since the moment we, my husband and I, got initiated, we wanted to spread the vegetarianism.
Mm-hmm.
En nuestro país, que es México, hay muchos vegetales y mucha fruta, pero no hay mucha comida vegetal, mucha carne vegetal.
Yeah.
In our country, Mexico, there are a lot of vegetables, but not a lot of vegetarian food.
Yeah.
Mi esposo inventó unas hamburguesas y las llevamos a escuelas para difundir el vegetarianismo.
My husband created some hamburgers and they distributed in schools.
Yeah. I mean, sell it or give it for free?
No, selling.
Sell it. Okay.
Very cheap.
Yes, cheap. Understand.
Cheap.
Yes.
Pero en las escuelas, los que vendían hamburguesas de carne animal nos hicieron mucha política y nos limitaron las hamburguesas. Les decían a los niños que no compraran esas, que compraran de las de carne animal, aunque los niños preferían esas.
No. But in the schools where they give children meat hamburgers, they make a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. And they try to convince children to buy meat hamburgers.
She should only make as much as she can sell, and don't have to sell only in school. She sell any other places, a little bit in the school, a little bit somewhere, a little bit somewhere.
Sí, sí lo hicimos, maestra. No te entiendas también.
They did that. Mm-hmm. Also.
So what is the question?
Ahora deseamos volver a intentarlo, pero me gustaría saber, maestra, ¿qué estamos haciendo mal?
They wanted to try again, and but especially she want to know what is wrong, what they are doing wrong.
No, nothing wrong. The society is wrong.
La sociedad está mal, está equivocada.
People has been misled too much. So if you want to persevere with it, then you go ahead, but make a less quantity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit at a time until the customer grow more. Yeah?
Si quieres continuar, puedes perseverar, pero en pequeña cantidad, hasta que los clientes empiecen a aumentar.
Just make a small quantity, like homemade, you know? Family style, and give a little bit here, a little bit there, like that.
Una cantidad como para tu familia, nada más.
And slowly, yeah.
Lentamente.
And give the alternative living flyer with it.
Y distribuir los volantes de vida alternativa.
Or distribute the alternative living flyer first, and let people get used to it. And start slowly. It's a painful process, I'm telling you, yes.
O antes distribuir los volantes de vida alternativa, si es un proceso doloroso.
You know, if I'm watching like Supreme Master television and we are everything in the same zing, and I feel, okay, good, very good. And suddenly sometimes I have to turn to other TV to watch, you know, for some news, yeah? And then I saw, oh, they are taking the lamb out and kill it, and they slaughter the cow for such and such celebration and such sacrifice. Oh, my heart just sank. I feel like, and the way they're doing it, it's like they're blowing their nose, you know? Yeah. Like they have no feeling or no connect with the animal, no pity, nothing. They just took them by the leg and throw them in the truck or something and then going to kill them and laughing all the way, you know? And I just feel like I'm hitting the wall in this world, you know. But I still have to try, you know. You do what you can. And if you feel too tired, then you stop it and maybe do it another time, a very small quantity. And maybe make 4 vegan hamburgers and be at 4 different locations. Or only one first, okay? And if that person eat, telephone you, make another, okay. Okay, come right away. Fresh, you know. Coming, and you send it, or you just put the advertisement on those vegetarian shop or any school. Say if you want vegetarian for health, yeah, healthy food, yeah, compassion food. Contact me, number so and so. Order, you know, for big party or for yourself. If you order more than 5 person, discount 1%. Something like that. Just make it fun, draw some picture and put it there. And if they order, then you make. If they don't order, then forget it then, in case if it's too difficult like that. But God would appreciate your effort, yeah? And even you lose your business, you gain heaven, okay?
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
So it's up to you to continue or not. I don't want you to suffer too much psychological, yeah? To lose something is very sad, yeah? I lose business, you know? And not successful in something you do is a very sad thing. I don't want you to be sad. But if you choose to continue and you persevere, maybe one day it will work, yeah? There was a couple in Finland, yeah? I told you already. In the first year, they make a lot of stuff, huh? And they go sell everywhere. People just hear vegetarian, they run away. They don't even want to look at it. But now they sell in a lot, yeah, and they live on it. They say only maybe a couple of months, you know, a couple of days every month, or winter or summer, something like that, and then they live all year round from it. Yeah. Maybe some Vietnamese also in Oregon and other city in America also. They also go sell in a big gathering, some big exposition or something, some days a week or some special months when they have a lot of exposition or gathering, you know, thousands of people, you know, and then they just put their cart there and sell it for that season only. Mm. And then they live the whole year round.
Every time we distribute the flying, the flyers, and assist these events.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Then you can sell it in those events too. Yeah, you can have a small cart if it's allowed in your country. If not, you apply for permission. And you wheel your car to those areas. Or you have a truck, you know, open truck, then you sell it behind your truck. You make ready food and just warm it up in a small stove or something simple, you know, like hot dog style, yeah? And then you sell in those thousands or tens of thousands of people. There may be some thousand people would buy it, or at least 100 people would buy it. Go to where it's big market to begin with, so you feel, okay, successful, first. And then you tackle the mountain later. You go back to your school or wherever that was. Okay? You have to do something for success first, okay? Don't make it difficult for yourself first, okay? Yeah.
Pensé que tal vez no estaba en nuestro destino hacer ese trabajo, y por eso era tan difícil.
She thought that perhaps it wasn't in their destiny to do that job.
Nobody has destiny to do anything.
Thank you, Master.
Nadie tiene el destino.
You do what you want, yeah? You do what you want, what you think is good for others, yeah? For yourself. But you have to plan a strategy, okay? If you want to go into market, you also have to know the market, you see? Yeah. Go into big, tens of thousands of people, there somebody would buy yours, yeah? At least 50 of them, 100 of them, then you feel success already. And then slowly, slowly they like it and they bring more people and then more and more. And then you feel more successful, okay? Don't aim into some small little school, very little people, you know? And maybe you don't have affinity with that difficult school, then go somewhere else, yeah? Don't keep hitting the wall. If the wall doesn't budge, the wall don't budge, then you budge. You know, you move. Okay? I don't advise you to keep hitting that wall. If it's too hard, hit somewhere else, you know? Okay, what else? Yeah, the woman or the man. Yeah, got it.
We have a sister in our center who is now getting quite old, and she's been in and out of hospital a bit.
Mm.
And she stopped coming to the center.
Yeah.
And I asked her, and she still, as I can tell, it very sincere.
Yes.
But in her condition, she finds often she misses doing a full 2.5 hours.
Mm, okay.
And she feels bad about that, and so she won't come.
Oh, I tell her, don't worry, just come whenever
come anyway.
She can.
Come anyway. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Master.
Come anyway, because within the people, she will do more.
Yeah.
Okay? She will be more encouraged.
For sure.
The more she left, the weaker she become.
Mm-hmm.
And the less she will do it. Yeah? Okay?
Okay, thank you, Master.
Group meditation is you are in your element, you see? All the supportive people, and then you will be stronger, yeah? She needs to be more with a group, especially when she's weak like that. You see? And that's what you are there for. You come visit her, all of you or some of you, and then tell her, we welcome you back, don't worry, just a situation. Or maybe you're sick or something, just come back to us, and then you do better when you're stronger, okay? Yeah. All right. Lady?
Master, I was wondering, is it okay to let you know what's happening in Italy? We've done 2 video seminars.
Yeah, I know.
In the past.
You've been very diligent.
Yeah. We are very few to work, actually. And
I know.
We talk over the phone and internet all the time. Yeah. But we really lack the power of group meditation because we are spread all over Italy.
Understand.
And we don't get that strength
that
we feel that other centers get, you know, from just working together.
Understand.
But slowly, slowly, we feel that with the video seminars, people are actually starting to get interested.
Yeah. I'm glad that there are some like you even. So look at that sunny side of the street. See, at least some of you coming.
Okay.
You're good. Okay. I just do this video seminar, and who comes, who comes. Okay. Who doesn't come, who doesn't come.
Okay. Okay. We'll just continue to do our best.
Yeah, do whenever you feel like okay. doing it, and if you can.
Okay.
If you can afford it. Sometimes you're too busy or too little people. Do what you can, okay? Okay. Okay. For yourself, for fun. Okay.
Okay.
For fun. And the other who doesn't help you, they miss out something they don't know.
Yeah.
Not just in this life, but in heaven. Yeah. And do not bother about them. Okay. Okay?
Yes. Can I ask you another question?
Sure, sure.
Talking about fun, I seem to not be able to have fun like other people do. I take things way too seriously.
Yeah, look, you're crying already. I know. So what should I do for you? At least you're smiling. So I'll tell you some joke later. What now?
Okay. No, it's just that.
Okay. What kind of fun do you want to have in any way, in this case, in this life?
No.
What fun do we have anyway? Except when we sit together here, I don't see any fun anywhere. Okay. Everything just illusion, really. Oh, you thought, oh, you find a girl, huh? Oh, beautiful, and she seemed nice and romantic. I think I'm going to have a good relationship with her. And then after a few days, you will bluff. Same, you find a man and you're lonely, you thought, okay, if I have a man, he would have helped me and I'd be more happy, more energetic, I love life more and I put more work into my life or change my life, he will complete me and all that. So let it just talk. After stay together for a few days, few weeks, a few months, and you see the other side of the street, and it's flop again. Everything is just a cheat. Yeah? It's just hanging in there, look like good, eh? All that glitter, not gold, you know? And then you think, oh, if I have that, I'll be happier, yeah? Or if I have that house, I'll be happier. If I have that car, I will feel more myself. If I get the man, I will feel more complete. It's all a cheat, a cheating game. We lose all the time in this world. Mostly we don't win. It's like a casino. Or lotto, you know? Just one or two person win, the rest are just spending all the time. You understand?
Yes, I do.
No much fun anyway. What fun you want to have? Tell me, and then I probably can arrange it.
I don't. No, it's
more
just that.
Huh?
What?
More mincemeat tarts. I saw you make them on SM.
Oh, I see.
And I said,
you can make it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So easy. Yes? What
yeah, I just hear you say, you know, how initiates are happy and...
Yes. Oh, they are happy.
Yeah.
But they don't look for fun.
Yeah.
They know there's not too much fun in this world. Yeah. They're just content within themselves.
Okay. So
what kind of thing will make you feel fun?
I guess I should not say fun. I mean, just feeling content and just happy with
okay.
things how
Tell
they
me,
are.
What is your family condition? Your job? Are you happy with your job, your family? What makes you trouble?
I actually don't have any trouble.
So why?
I just see, I look at everything as work.
Yes.
So I have two small children, 5 and 7.
Yes.
I have a husband who is very supportive but
yes.
doesn't practice.
Yes.
He's vegetarian.
Yes.
So things go well. I have
Understand.
Nothing to complain about. I just wonder, well, why don't I seem to be, you know,
Happy.
Cheerful like
yeah.
other people?
Maybe you work too hard.
Okay.
You know, family are demanding. You know, children are demanding.
Mm-hmm.
You've been giving all the time.
Yeah.
And perhaps you need a break or something. Okay. Let somebody take care of you for a change.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, a good husband, a supportive husband is not everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because he might be saying, okay, honey, go ahead, mm-hmm. you're good. But he doesn't do much to mm-hmm. help you, or he doesn't surprise you mm-hmm. with some fun activity. Mm-hmm. Everything you have to organize. You are the mother of all to your husband as well. You always have to cook for him, clean after him, or tell him what to do, or even tell him mm-hmm. that you need a kiss,
mm-hmm.
tell him that you need a shoulder mm-hmm. when you're sad. He doesn't do it mm-hmm. automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Some men are not considerate. Not too sensitive enough to your feeling. And it could be, he could be one of those.
Mm-hmm.
He's supportive, nothing wrong with him. He doesn't go out gambling, mm-hmm. he doesn't have eye on other women, for example. He could be not romantic enough, yeah? He could be taking it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
He could be expecting you to cook all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He could be expecting you to take lead all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to think of what to do for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
He would never do anything to surprise you or to make
mm-hmm.
you happy a little or to consider that you have a break or that you feel that somebody cares for you
mm-hmm.
for once for a while or without you asking. without you hinting, honey, I'm tired, you know? Do you understand me?
Yes.
Without you have to ask, can you cook today? Some husbands are like that. They don't surprise you. They're so boring. They're good. They're not bad. Not bad in a way that they don't go womanizing and they eat vegetarian. But apart from that, nothing else happening. And you probably are too tired. No, no, I'm not joking. You are probably too tired of always have to make the initiative. Always be the leader, yeah? Always be the mother, yeah? You don't mind to do that. You are loving and kind. Yes, but sometimes you need a break. Okay. And a supportive husband don't always give you the break that you need. He give you everything except what you need. He might do things nicely, but when you don't need. And when you need it, he doesn't do it. Yeah? He doesn't scratch you where it's itch. And you are tired of having to tell him, you know? Sometimes you're too shy to tell him, okay? Or sometimes you're too tired to tell him. And sometimes if you tell him, then you don't feel fun anymore. Like you have to ask for a kiss, yeah? To ask for a hug. Then it's no more fun. Then he will give you like a charity. You feel like he's like a beggar here. So, men, you guys, listen to me. I'm not joking, okay? Woman, your wife or your mother, they're not invincible, okay? They're not invincible. They're nice, they're good, they're loving, they're caring, but they're not invincible. You know, not like forever undefeatable, yeah? Sometimes they have their day. They have their tiredness. They're burnt out, you know, forgiving all the time. So you give her some surprise. Ask her to go out for dinner, yeah? Cook for her, even if you cook not too good, she'll be happy. Yeah, but you have to sense it. Don't cook when she's already rolling her sleeve and trying to make a beautiful mince pie for everybody and then you say, I cook. No, no, you do it when she needs it, okay? Do the right thing at the right time. Because the right thing at the wrong time is also wrong. And the wrong thing at the right time is even worse. Yeah. Yeah, so men are not sensitive enough. Supportive is not just always applauding. Oh, go ahead, honey, kill yourself. Yeah, you surprise her, okay? Hug her, kiss her, you know, I mean, really genuinely appreciate the hard work that she have done for you and your family, yeah? Because woman, mostly, she see everything, she does everything. And men hardly notice it. But sometimes she's tired of giving, you know? Not tired of giving, but too depleted, okay? I need some shoulder to cry on, or need a hug, you know? Need a surprise dinner, okay? Take her to movies, or take her out for something that she liked, you know, if she loved to be cooked for, cook something for her, yeah? Or buy something nice to bring home, yeah? Or some kind words and a hug and really help physically as well, yeah? Surprise her with something she likes. I don't mean diamond and all that, but, you know, even any little thing will count, yeah? Cook for her when she's tired. Bring her breakfast in bed sometimes. Massage her feet. Massage the body, yeah? Run her a warm bath when you know she came home from a hard day work. Just run a warm bath or something, yeah? Or cook some tea, or cook a dinner waiting, make a fire, yeah? Do something that is cozy and nice and welcome and loving, okay? Yeah, the way she does it for you, you love her because she does cook nice, she take care of the family. The way you love her, the way she is, you do it. I don't mean every day. When she needs it, now and again, she would really appreciate that. And you'll be her God in no time. Even if you're already 90 and have no more teeth. They love you. Because let's face it, after married for a long time, what do you have anymore? Huh? The bad business become less exciting already, yeah? And all you have is just work for each other. Every day looking at the same guy and you're getting bolder every day. Bolder, yeah. And older, and she also, and sometimes she doesn't feel loved anymore because you don't care anymore. Or sometimes she talk, you just listen to TV and, Wow! Shoot it, man, shoot it! Talking to the footballer, you know. Wow, my God, that's a stupid shot. Oh, terrible. You know, like that, and remote control. So, supportive husband, how supportive? Maybe that's why you run down. You feel unloved, uncared for, Yeah. Nobody do anything bad to you, but nobody do anything good either. The children, they're only so small. Yeah. They can only give you a hug and then the mama was for dinner. Yeah. And the same with the husband. They take it for granted. Most husbands take the wife for granted that, okay, she cooks, she clean, she keep the house. And that's the way it is, you know? It's not like that, okay? Human is human. Women are not invincible, okay? In fact, women are not as strong as men. So she needs sometimes a little break, huh? I'll tell her, okay, you go out, do what you want, or give her some extra money, you go buy what you want today. I cook, I take care of the kid. Just tell me what to do, give me a list, and I do it. Oh, you go out, have fun with your girlfriend, or do whatever. It's not just that only, you know, give her a massage, give her a hug, give her a kiss, just like beginning, yeah? You can do it every day, maybe, but especially when she needs it, you do it, okay? If you can do it every day, then it's really good. Tell your husband, listen to Frank Sinatra. Yeah. Is that for me or for Frank Sinatra? No, because he's Italian, no? Yes. There's a song he sings beautifully, you know? Tell her you love her. Tell her you love her today. Yeah? With a kiss or two, her life is sunny, yeah? Give her the reason to live. She needs the love that you give. Always sharing, always caring. Everything you do. When somebody loves you, like I love you.
Téléspectateurs authentiques, merci d'avoir été parmi nous pour l'épisode d'aujourd'hui d'Entremets des Disciples. Rendez-vous jeudi pour la deuxième partie de notre programme intitulé « Ce que possèdent réellement les pratiquants spirituels ». Restez avec nous sur Supreme Master Télévision pour le monde des animaux et nos cohabitants. C'est dans quelques instants. Puissiez votre béni de l'amour et de la grâce du ciel. Genuine viewers, thank you for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again on Thursday for part 2 of our program entitled The True Possession of Spiritual Practitioners. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Télévision. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next. May you be blessed by the love and grace of heaven.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD